When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the Underpowered Hour. On this week's show, I'm joined by Liza to talk about her Destination Defender panel. From Barbara Toy to Rebel, she's joined by a panel of exceptional off-road women to celebrate Women's History Month. Here's the show. Welcome to the Underpowered Hour. I'm Steve Barris, mild-mannered television executive by day and Land Rover collector by night. You can find out more about our cars and what we're working on at thebarriscollection.com or follow us on Instagram at thebarriscollection. I'm joined, as always, by my good friend, Ike Goss.
Thank you to everyone joining us today. I own and operate Pangolin 4x4 in Springfield, Oregon, where we live and breathe Land Rovers. Check us out online on Facebook, Instagram, at Pangolin 4x4. Let's get started.
All right, Liza. Well, this week we have something very special. It is a panel we have been saving all the way since November, our trip down to Texas to Destination Defender. We sealed it up in some specially made Tupperware to ensure freshness. And it's a special women's panel celebrating none other than absolutely incredible woman adventurer, Barbara Toy, one of the most fundamental Land Rover adventurers, not just women or otherwise. Barbara Toy did things that, you know, men, woman, doesn't matter, dog, dinosaur, anyone would be proud to have done. And she did it before a lot of men did it. She did it before a lot of people did it. She's pretty incredible. And so what better way to celebrate this March Women's History Month than to go all the way back to November and to listen to the panel that you and Jenna hosted at Destination Defender talking about that. So
it was pretty great.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about who was on that panel and what you guys discussed.
Yeah, it was really awesome. Big shout out to Jeffrey Ahuden, who invited us to be on that panel. And we were joined by none other than Camel Trophy competitor and Land Rover driving instructor Daphne Green, who is,
I think it's fair to say, Land Rover legend.
She is. She is. And you know, I don't fangirl over movie stars or pop stars or things like that, but I do get pretty excited when I get to hang out for the day with somebody as excellent and accomplished as Daphne Green. So that was really, really awesome to hear some of her perspectives and to sit right alongside her. And then we were joined by Laura Shacklett and Sarah Caldwell.
Right. From the Texas Club.
Yep.
Good friends down there in Texas at the Texas River Club.
And
good,
the SCAR rally, where their rally is coming up really soon.
It is very soon.
If you are anywhere near the Texas area, you should absolutely be dropping everything to go to the SCAR rally next month. It's going to be a ton of fun.
Get some of Texas Pete's moonshine pickles right from the source.
Yes,
certainly,
you don't want to miss
certainly
out.
No better. Yeah, no better place.
You don't want to miss out. So, yeah, it was great. You know, we recorded this panel discussion at the time. Jenna and I were fresh off of the Rebel Rally. And we were just given the opportunity to kind of get up there and talk about, you know, being women overlanders who love adventure and how Defender has, you know, kind of been the spirit animal for all of us.
Well, speaking of Defender, you and Jenna are featured as part of a big rollout that Land Rover is doing this month for Women's History Month.
That's
all
right.
Around women and Land Rovering, and of course, specifically Defender. and what women are doing in that space. And
yeah,
of
and
course,
it's pretty thrilling to be featured very prominently right now.
Well,
on
some
Defender's
of you
website.
May have received a tiny little Liza and Jenna right in your email inbox this past week.
That was pretty thrilling.
Opened up your email and got a little Liza and Jenna. So as we mentioned before, a 5-part documentary series featuring Liza and Jenna and this past year's Rebel Rally and the adventures of Jenna, Liza, and the Defender 130 Eclipse.
Yeah. And I mean, I know we talk about the Rebel a lot on this show, some of the stories that you'll hear in that docuseries, you know, are probably things that you've heard us talk about before. But there's a lot of extra footage that has never been seen before. There's footage from the actual rally. Jenna and I in the car, Jenna and I dealing with all sorts of things that came up along the way, and us, you know, really kind of pushing ourselves to accomplish what we did on the Rebel last year and do it quite successfully in our Defender 130 that JLR provided for us. So, yeah, it's a thrill right now. And it's a little weird to sit here and self-promote, but for anybody who hasn't seen it, we're going to put the link to the website and to that 5-part documentary series in the show notes. Definitely give it a check out. Let us know what you think. Tag us if you share it with friends or family or put it on social media. Get the word out there. And yeah, it helps us in this space. It helps Jenna and I with our Rebel Rally ambitions and things like that. But huge, huge thank you to everybody who is part of getting that docuseries made, all the people along the way that helped make it happen.
No, some incredible women involved in actually making that series. Abigail, of course, on our team here, edited the piece and was hard at work. And Deb back in New York, who does all of our graphics work for us, also did an incredible job of painting out all kinds of logos and things that were in there that weren't supposed to be. Lots of fantastic women involved in the project from front to back. And what a spectacular thing to come together and a great way to celebrate Defender and the incredible, you know, sort of adventurous spirit
we figured enables. You know what better time to share it than Women's History Month, and so we wanted to share with you all this live panel discussion that took place, and thanks for featuring it on the show.
All right, well, here we go. We'll thread it up in the old playback machine and let's give it a listen. It's fantastic stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us. On behalf of TCS, who has sponsored this speakers forum, we're very thankful to have everyone come and join us. As those of you who joined us earlier have seen, we've had some incredible stories. And this next panel is one that I think our company can be very, very proud of. Our tradition goes back to the very beginning. The first expeditioneer of Land Rover and not the first woman, but the first expeditioneer was a woman named Barbara Toy. And she took vehicles all over the world. And it was a tremendous inspiration to other women adventurers throughout time. And so we have coined this talk from Barbara Toy to Rebel Rally because the fabric runs right through. You see Daphne Green in the middle, who've spoken about, who is a competitor at Camel Trophy. So for us, it's very, it's an important story as a brand. And I'd like to point one final thing out about the importance of women in our brand. Everything that you see around you and that you're enjoying today was part of a great team. But every great team is a great captain. And I'd just like to put a thanks out to Katie Parker, who has put together this incredible event. If we could all give her a round of applause. I don't see her right now. She deserves it. Rest you, let me tell you. So in any case, I'm not going to moderate this, but I'm going to hand off to my friend and partner in and Rebel competitor, Liza Barris. Who can talk about the incredible tradition of Defender, Land Rover, and women through time. So, Liza, take it away.
Awesome. Thank you. Hi, welcome, everyone. Are you guys having a good day?
Yeah.
Are you a little chilly?
A little
I didn't expect it to be so chilly when I came to Texas in October, but or November. But here we are. A big thank you to JLR for having us out here this weekend, and really thrilled to be part of Destination Defender. I myself am a huge fan of the brand and have been for a number of years as a new and classic Defender owner, and I feel very much at home surrounded with all of you like-minded people who also have taken to the brand in such a way. So we're going to have a conversation today. I have these amazing four partners in crime up here who all, for various reasons, deserve to be sitting in these seats. We're going to have a little chat, and we're going to talk a little bit, as Jeffrey sort of indicated, about this adventurous spirit that has been woven through Land Rover from the very beginning, and the role of women at the center of that. And let me tell you a little bit about myself, and we'll go down the line really briefly. My name is Liza. I am a producer for the Underpowered Hour, which is a Land Rover podcast you should all be listening to every Monday. When I'm not doing that, I teach Pilates full time. I have a 9-year-old daughter. I have reinvented myself many, many times over the years. But the thing that I am most proud of is in the last few years getting very heavily involved in competing in something called the Rebel Rally, which we're going to talk about. And I have thrown myself very, very far into the deep end there and discovered that that is where I am the happiest. We're going to talk a little bit about that today, but I'm going to pass you on to my teammate, Jenna Fruitley.
Thanks, Liza. So my name is Jenna. I am also a hopeless Land Rover, I guess, enthusiast and driver and owner. Teammates with Liza on the Rebel. And my daily driver is a 1966 Series 288 station wagon. And my first car was a different 1966 Series 2A with a rare Expanda cab roof, if any of you were that nerdy. And I was thrilled to drive a new 2023 Defender in the rally this year, which was amazing and did great. And can't wait to talk about it.
Perfect. And then many of you know Daphne Green, but if you don't, you should. Daphne, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Daphne Green, and I am a Land Rover driving instructor. I got into being a Land Rover driving instructor when I was chosen as the first woman to represent the United States, with along with my partner, Jim Sweat, who's also a Land Rover driving instructor, who's here this weekend, and to compete in the Camel Trophy. So it's a four-wheel drive, physical endurance adventure, combines running, swimming, climbing, canoeing, and technical four-wheel drive. There's a million applicants worldwide for 40 slots. So it was indeed an adventure. We were down in Central America and then headed the following year to the island to do the first east-west crossing of the island of Borneo in Indonesia. So it's pretty special.
My name is Laura Shacklett, and I'm from Dallas, and my daytime job, I'm accounts payable clerk, but my passion is being the events coordinator for Texas Rovers, organizing their annual event, SCAR. And my first Land Rover was a 2002 Silver Disco, and I got that in 2006, so I've been hooked ever since on Land Rovers.
Yeah, awesome. And Sarah.
My name is Sarah Caldwell, and I am partner to crime with Laura. I'm an accidental Land Rover enthusiast. I did not know what a classic Land Rover was, but when I saw my first one, I fell in love with it that day. So Laura and I have worked on the Barbatoi Trail Run. My passion is teaching and trail leading and introducing people to this wonderful outdoor sport that, you know, we love to own these Land Rovers and never take them off road. So that's been our passion.
Love it. So just a show of hands for all of you out there. How many of you have heard of Camel Trophy? Yeah, that's what I expected. Most of us, how many of those of you have heard of Camel Trophy? How many of you were introduced to the Land Rover brand through Camel Trophy back in the day? Really? Wow. No one. All right. There's one person. Some of you long before that, right? Long before that in your case, right?
You were too old to even do the gimmick.
Yeah, I feel really old when she says back in the day.
And how many of you have heard about the Rebel Rally? Okay, pretty good. And how many of you have heard about Barbara Toy? Slightly less. Okay, perfect. So let me give you guys just a little bit of a background. Daphne gave us a really great sort of overview of what Camel Trophy is. Let me tell you a little bit about Rebel Rally for those of you who don't know. Rebel Rally is kind of a karmic twin in some ways to Camel Trophy in that it is an endurance event that really puts you to the test in the car. Jenna and I competed last year in my Defender 90, my classic NAS 1994 Defender 90 V8. And that was a very, very different experience for us. Little to no air conditioning, and a short wheelbase and a much older suspension system meant that by about 2 o'clock every day, she and I were pretty much rattled to death. But the Rebel Rally is an all-women's off-road navigation rally. It takes place in California and Nevada every year. It is an 8-day event. And the whole point of it is a navigation rally with nothing but compasses and maps. No GPS, no cell phones. It is 100% offline navigation. And what that means is that it is extremely challenging, but in a lot of ways, it shares a lot in common with what the spirit of Camel Trophy was back in the day. And most of you put your hand up and said that you knew something about Camel Trophy. And so we're here to kind of share the parallels between all of those things. But really, neither of those events would exist had it not been for a woman named Barbara Toy. So it's incredible to read what she's done. And if you don't know much about her, at least look up the Wikipedia article on her when you leave here today. She really did circumnavigate the globe. Her first vehicle was an 80-inch named Pollyanna, which I've seen in person. There it is, right there, that's Barbara right there. She was an amazing individual, and it's phenomenal to see at the club level when women get involved in off-roading, and then they hear about Barbara. It's sort of this feeling of like, where was she all my life? This was a woman I needed to know about, to look up to, and her story deserves to be told, for sure.
Yeah, when we did in 2016, we were surprised. We actually had 9 ladies sign up. Of course, they were driving their spouse Rovers, but then the next following year, we had 3 ladies who purchased their Rover. From just that experience to feel comfortable to be driving with other ladies, and then Sarah was the trail leader and guiding and spotting. Because I think that makes a big difference. Women feel a little bit more comfortable, and you listen better. I think women listen better than men, no offense, but I think ladies actually listen better to spotting, because it's that empowerment, that support.
That's really interesting you say that. On the Rebel Rally, Emily Miller, who founded it, always says that women tend to be more cautious when they take on something like this than when they take on a new sport. And women want to know everything they can about it before they feel confident kind of taking off on their own. And guys, you tend to be a little bit more like, we'll figure it out as we go. Women, we like to kind of have it figured out before we get out there. And a lot of our trainings that Jenna and I have done, definitely you notice that out there. The women want to kind of analyze and understand what they're getting into before we get out there. Daphne, do you think that is... Well, maybe not your experience.
I have to say, Daphne's probably not the role she's in. Inception.
Sure, what do you think?
Sure. I mean, everybody's trying.
Yeah.
I mean, we just had a man. We were out on the course out here, and you know, he's like, "Am I doing okay? Am I holding anybody up?" It's like, stop. Just enjoy your time. And that's what you're always trying to do. But you're absolutely right. Women are always worried. One time, a man drove in the morning and the woman was driving in the afternoon. She suddenly stopped the vehicle. She looked back and she said, Bob, her husband, would you shut up? He had not said a word. He hadn't said a word. And I looked at her and I said, he didn't say a word. She said, I know, but I know exactly what he's thinking.
I appreciate the fact that somebody is going to be thoughtful and understanding and respectful of a vehicle that is not theirs when they climb into it and want to understand what does it feel like to gently touch that throttle and gently use those brakes. That's a good thing, because we all know when everything hits the fan, you want to have that background. You don't want to just, you know, you want to, and I think, you know, it's everybody, if you have children, yeah, how many times have we all made that mistake at 7 o'clock at night? Let's go down that road. And it's midnight, yes. And everybody's really angry. I know this was not a good choice. So sometimes you need the responsible party in there. But I truly think that Barbara Toy, to be able to, you just imagine what she went through in some of those countries. I mean, it is beyond me. And so she is such a role model for all of us. When we start to feel like, oh no, I can't.
Sad to Barbara Toy, when you're saying she went to all these other countries, she had to send a letter to the King of Saudi Arabia to give permission to drive there. And so she did. She had the letter with her she had to keep. And then there was a young guy she had to hire that said, because they were driving on the opposite side, that way it looked like she wasn't driving, but she was driving.
And to add that, she was the only person that had ever met this airman. So, I mean, she just went for it, you know, whatever she decided. And the original story of how she decided to do this, you know, she was from Australia, lived through the war in London after she separated from her husband. And she really didn't know what to do with herself, so she decided to be an actress, and she failed at that. Then she became a playwright, and she actually had some success with that. She was in a bar, which a lot of stories start in bars.
A lot of them
start in bars. And having a heated discussion with some friends, and one of the gentlemen said, you know, well, you can't do that. You know, you can't travel across the desert. And her response was, well, I'm leaving in a couple weeks.
Watch me.
And she didn't have a truck. She didn't have a plan. But she decided that she wasn't going to be held back, you know, for any reason. And she had a real love of the desert. So much history. Again, read her story.
From what I know of the five of us up here, I think we all have a love of the desert. It keeps bringing us back. There's nothing that motivates a woman more than telling her that she can't do it. I think most of the women around here can agree with that.
Yeah.
Tell us we can't and we want to double down and do it even more. But I think there's also something to be said about creating spaces where you are told that you can do it. I would love to know from you four, if there are any stereotypes that you have come across in your time being involved in Land Rovering or just being an adventurous person that you have had to deal with or that you wish you could dispel in the average person? Any stereotypes?
I'm gonna share those.
Maybe not.
Good question. Great question.
I think one of the things I think of women drivers, you sort of touched on it in an earlier question about, you know, are you carrying a torch? Well, a lot of people, their off-roading is more in a park environment, and there's other brands of vehicles there, and there are other people doing other things. And as a woman in the driver's seat, you come up to a very tough trail that these people are very familiar with. And when you see 20 of them sitting around at the base looking at you like, you know, you can't do this. There's no way. You start to maybe internalize that. And then you're carrying a torch for a Land Rover brand because you want to prove that the Land Rover is much better than what they're driving. And you're also carrying the torch for women, you know, because they're looking at you and saying, oh, she can't do that. And I think I can point to several where, you know, I made it. I might have gotten stuck. And I can remember a Jeep. Yeah, Jeepers were always at the bottom. And the trail is called Angry Jenny for the specific reason that it's a tough one, and it's a blind, you know, where you're tipped up and can't see ahead of you, and you probably need a spotter, and you can't see the spotter. So, you know, it's one of those where everybody's yelling, just give it more gas. Don't get over it. Just give it more gas. So, yes, I feel like we do put that pressure on ourselves as women, you know, and Land Rover drivers. Because a lot of people out in the field don't really think much of Land Rover until they actually see them perform. And they perform far better than anything I've ever seen.
Anybody else?
I was just going to say that I'm going to stop you for a minute, because when you say I didn't fail, well, right there's a judgment. Right. You were out there. You're not failing. I got stuck. You got temporarily detained. You're sitting right now. Stop the judgment. And that's the thing. Today, I got pulled out twice. Who cares? I learned something. Yeah. That's the key.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah.
That's the key.
Yeah, like constantly learning.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And having fun with it too at the same time. But that doesn't mean, we've done Land Rover Adventures in Moab, Utah, and you'll be there with Range Rovers going up Poison Spider, and you see all these people going, you can't go up there.
It's like, yeah, okay, thank you. Thank
you. And then they're like, holy crap, look at that. I thought those vehicles just hung out like at the country club. Welcome to the world. That's why we love it.
So here's a question that any one of you are welcome to jump in and answer. So much about what we're talking about and about getting more women involved in this has to do with building confidence. Tell me a story where your confidence was really shaken and it made you question your abilities out there and how you overcame that. Anybody want to take that one on?
I have a photo on my wall of my truck in the Colorado Rockies, and it's a story I go back to. We were going up Governor's Basin, I think it was. I shouldn't have definitely, but I drive a right-hand vehicle. So as I'm going up, I can see sky. I can't see trail. And we're, climbing. And I get to a point where the trail is just getting narrower and narrower, and I'm the one that's hanging off the cliff. You can see, 3,000 or 4,000 feet down or whatever. And I get to this point, and I can see a turnaround in front of me, and I know that's the end of the path. And I stopped. I was maybe 15 feet away from it. I couldn't, the adrenaline was coursing so strongly through my body, I could not force myself to apply the throttle to get that last 15 feet. My husband gets out. Well, he looks out. He says, "You're fine. Plenty of trail." Okay. I can't. And he's like, he gets out. Plenty of trail. I can't. And I finally said, my body will not allow me. It was such an incredible. And so I finally got out of the car. He jumped in. He drove the 15 feet. There was plenty of trail. it was incredibly spacious. And I keep that picture on my wall because it reminds me of what you have to overcome. You have to overcome yourself as much as where you are, because that's the old adage that, especially in a Land Rover, I have to do the Land Rover pitch, the weakest link in the Land Rover is the driver, and that was my sort of, where I failed. I didn't technically fail. I didn't roll it over or anything like that. I didn't fall into the, but I couldn't go forward. And I think of that often, because you have things to overcome that you need to overcome.
We always talk about on the Rebel Rally that we don't do it because it's easy, and you grow the most when you are at your most uncomfortable place. You don't grow sitting at home doing your regular 9-to-5, sleeping in a cushy bed, everything is going great. You grow when stuff gets tough. You grow when you are uncomfortable and you are challenged and you are doubting yourself, and that's where the most growth happens.
Daphne, you look like you were going to answer that question too.
It's sort of, I mean, it's interesting. So with Kimmel Trophy, it's you're covering about 2,500 miles. So we went through five countries: Belize, Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, back to Belize. And at the start is 30 hours of nonstop physical competition. And then you come together in those teams and you've got to get from point A to point B together because you have to winch and do a ton of stuff to move everybody through. And then at the end, there's another 30 hours. So at one point in time, so Jim and I were, it was this competition. Jim, he had to run 3 miles one direction and pick up a clue, some sort of clue. I did the same the other direction. Jim had to pick up a tire and wheel and carry that another 2.5 miles. I had two jerry cans, 20-gallon jerry cans full of water. So, I mean, you pick them up and you're like, oh, okay, well, I've trained for this. But, you know, get 2.5 miles, you're like, oh, this is not gonna happen. So I just kept thinking, think of those women in Africa, how do they do it? So then I'm like, all right, maybe I can put it on my shoulder or on my head. And then at a certain point, you're just like, I can't do this. And then I thought, maybe I can empty them. They had said you couldn't, but then I thought, oh, Jim's my partner, and we have trained so hard, and I can't, we get disqualified for doing that. So I sort of let a little go. But what? At that moment, it was like, all right, you got to dig down. And I don't care whether or not you're backcountry skiing or you're in that Land Rover and you're like the biggest, I mean, you put it perfectly, your biggest critic is yourself. Oh, they're thinking, they're talking. Well, they aren't there. Stop. You're good. You've trained for it. You've trained for months. You know, at one point, I call the coach and I'm like, TC, I can break the bead. I got the tire off, I put it in, I got the tire back on, and did it in 7 minutes, which for me, I'm like, that's pretty damn good. Mm-hmm. He's like, well, that's great, Jeffy, but we'd really like it under 5. I took the tire iron, I hate this. Why did I say yes? Why am I doing this? Why? It's like, you got to get that out. You got to be human, because that's how you're feeling. And then, sort of like relationships. Mm-hmm. And then, just stop. Yep. Just stop. And figure it out. And you'll get it. And you'll move on.
I do have a couple more questions I can easily throw to. But before I do, does anybody out there have questions for us? I want to make sure we have time for some Q&A. Do you have any questions? Yes.
Will there be a chance to know a little bit more about the group? I'm a new owner. I bought mine 3 weeks ago. So I bought no more. For this?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Absolutely. The question was, will there be time to find out more about the Land Rover Club and groups that these women are a part of? And yes, absolutely. If anybody's from California, I'm on the board of the SCLR. Other questions from you guys out there? Yes.
If someone's interested in knowing more about the Rebel competition and getting involved.
Yeah, so if you are interested in knowing more about the Rebel, not only can you talk to Jenna and I, or virtually any Rebel on the planet will happily talk your ear off, but if you go to rebelrally.com, you can find out a lot about it. And they have a lot of coverage on YouTube as well every day during the event. So if you go to their YouTube page, you can kind of see interviews with the teams every morning, and you can see footage from the event while we're out there. And that gives you a really good kind of picture of what life is like on the Rebel. And they also have a couple of docu-series on YouTube right now that are dropping on a regular basis called Dead Reckoning. That gives you a real insider view of how the Rebel was founded, how it was created, and what the idea was in Emily Miller's mind when she founded it. And as an event founder, she is extremely involved in the day-to-day operations of the rally. She runs the course personally herself multiple times every year, and she has incredible stories. She knew exactly what she was creating when she founded it 8 years ago, and she's been building it every single year. So that's where I would point you to in order to kind of find out more.
And if you want to hear our personal experience, we have also a very lengthy recap on the Underpowered Hour podcast.
Yeah, both last year and this year. We talked at length about our Rebel Rally experience. We talked about losing our trip computer on day two. We talked about a punctured tire in the first half hour of our prologue day.
We got lost last year.
We got real lost last year. That was the navigator's fault. Sorry about that. But the Rebel Rally is, like I said earlier, kind of a modern day karmic sister to Camel Trophy. Very different. I think, you know, we've certainly talked with Daphne and Jim on the podcast before in the past and said Camel Trophy is an event of the past that couldn't happen nowadays. Tread lightly. Geopolitical reasons, Camel Trophy could not happen the way that it happened back in those days. It just couldn't. The Rebel Rally is not the same by any stretch, but this idea of challenging people, of putting them to the test, of creating a game that has a ton of rules and makes you think strategically all day long about every single choice that you're making, I think is where there's a lot of parallels.
And I think too, at its core, at least I'm just gonna speak for myself, it's that the window to the outdoors. And so knowing the land on which you guys travel and having managed it, it is so special. And what we are, you know, we are responsible for is making sure that the lands can remain open. And whether or not that's a trail down in Georgia, or in Utah and Moab, or in California on the Rubicon, we all have that responsibility because we all want to be able to let our children go out there and be good stewards of the land. And so how do we do that? And sometimes that means you actually have to get involved. And some people are like, I really don't want to. Well, then you know what? That's not really helping us. And from a JLR perspective, that you know, commitment to wanting to get people to the outdoors and then build those relationships.
And to do it responsibly, right? If you don't use it, you lose it, right? If there's no demand for public land, that land won't be public in 20 years. But if we're gonna keep it and we're gonna keep that land healthy and we're gonna keep it for future generations, we need to do it in a really responsible manner. And the Rebel Rally is really, really good at fostering those principles and those values in the competitors, and also showing people a piece of what that American West looks like and how absolutely incredible it is. So, yeah, did that answer your question in a very roundabout way? Any other questions from the crowd? All right, well, we have just a couple minutes left, and so I would love to know from you four, if there are any stereotypes that you have come across in your time being involved in land rovering or just being an adventurous person that you have had to deal with or that you wish you could dispel in the average person? Any stereotypes?
I'm gonna share those.
Maybe not.
Good question. Great question.
I think one of the things I think of when drivers, you sort of touched on in an earlier question about, you know, are you carrying a torch? Well, a lot of people, their off-roading is more in a park environment, and there's other brands of vehicles there. There are other people doing other things. And as a woman in the driver's seat, you come up to a very tough trail that these people are very familiar with. And when you see 20 of them sitting around at the base, looking at you like, you know, you can't do this. There's no way. You start to maybe internalize that, and then you're carrying a torch for the Land Rover brand because you want to prove that the Land Rover is much better than what they're driving. And you're also carrying the torch for women, you know, because they're looking at you and saying, oh, she can't do that. And I think I can point to several where, you know, I made it. I might have gotten stuck, and I can remember a new Jeep. Yeah, the Jeepers were always at the bottom. And the trail is called Angry Jeep.
for the specific reason that it's a tough one and it's a blind, you know, where you're tipped up and can't see ahead of you. And you probably need a spotter and you can't see the spotter. So, you know, it's one of those where everybody's yelling, just give it more gas. You'll get over it. Just give it more gas. So, yes, I feel like we do put that pressure on ourselves as women, you know, and Land Rover drivers. Because a lot of people out in the field don't really think much of Land Rover until they actually see them. And they perform far better than anything I've ever seen.
Anybody else?
I was just going to say that I'm going to stop you for a minute because when you say I didn't fail, well, right there's a judgment.
Yeah.
you were out there. You're not failing. I got stuck. You got temporarily detained. You're sitting right now. Again, stop the judgment. And that's the thing. Today, I got pulled out twice. Who cares? I learned something. That's the key.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah,
that's the key.
Yeah, constantly learning.
Absolutely. And having fun with it, too, at the same time. Like, but that doesn't mean, I mean, we've done Land Rover Adventures at Moab, Utah, and you'll be there with Range Rovers going up Poison Spider, and you see all these people going, you know, you can't go up there. It's like, yeah, okay, thank you. And then they're like, holy crap, look at them. I thought those vehicles just hung out, like, at the country club. Welcome to the world. That's why we love.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know. It's interesting, just kind of what you mentioned, it speaks to sort of that, the confidence and the sort of the I guess, where you're waffling around a lot about, like, what's your ego kind of off-road or in these situations where, you know, you feel like eyes are on you, and then you feel like you have to, you know, perform, right? And then you know, do people either, they want to watch to see if you're going to, make a scene of some sort, but also, you know, there's sort of a funny line of, like, do you want help? Do you not want help? Do people, you know, sometimes there's too much help, right, offered, but then sometimes, like, there's, people might believe in you, like, which is awesome, and they're like, yeah, you got this, and you're like, actually, I kind of would like some help, like, like, is that okay too? And so just, you know, I think it's hard to overcome that ego a little bit, or that sense of, like, well, I should be confident enough to do this without that help. But it's also, it's not like betraying your, you know, like, I am a woman, you know, to ask for that help. Like, it's okay too. Like, I might be the spot, and that's okay.
We run into that a lot in the sand dunes in Glamis. The Rebel Rally ends there every year, and Jenna and I have both spent a lot of time there in the last 2 years building our confidence out there. And, you know, when we're out there, there's usually a Land Rover and a Jeep and a couple of Broncos and Rivians and, you name it, that vehicle is out there, and we're all helping each other through this terrain. My favorite thing is when the guys in the dune buggies and the sand rails come over and they're like, what the hell are you all doing?
They just park and watch. They just watch to see if we're gonna get stuck and if we're gonna fail.
Yeah, for sure. I want to thank all four of you, and I would like to thank JLR and Jeffrey Hooten for having us here today and for letting us share some of our thoughts and whatnot. For all the women who are here in the audience, I hope you guys can make it over. There's a women's skills event over in the off-road area this afternoon. I hope you guys can make it there right after this with Daphne. She's going to be bolting to head back to the track out there. But I do hope you'll stop and chat with us and ask us questions about anything that you guys are interested in.
I just want to add one more thing. Since we're talking about Barbara Toy, her book, In Search of Sheba, has been republished. You can only get in the UK, but there is information on your site, right? Underpower?
Underpower, we have it on our site, and I'll make sure that it's nice and obvious later today in case it's kind of buried on there. But absolutely, if you search for In Search of Sheba,
And we did an episode about 6 weeks ago talking about bringing that issue back into print. And it's a great book. You can order it from the UK only, but it is required reading for anybody out there who has ever been looking for a kindred spirit to kind of be their role model in life. If she could do it, we can do very, very difficult things. That woman had, forgive me, bigger balls than pretty much anybody I've ever met. With that said, I think that's a great way to end a women's panel. Thank you all for coming out and enjoy your weekend here with me.
All right. Well, hey, it is always amazing to hear from Daphne Green, man. I love Daphne from the very depths of my heart. She is just incredible. And her ability to not just navigate the Camel Trophy in such an incredible way with such grace, but also to deal with Jim Sweat through that entire process.
Hero.
Incredible. Hero. I mean, it's incredible. Obviously, Jim, also a very good friend of the show and in general. And those two, we've been so lucky to have them on the show together a number of times. And just wonderful, wonderful people. And really, really a treat that Land Rover has kept those folks so close in the family. And
as they
still,
should.
You know, come to events and things. And
as they should. I think that, you know, JLR is a very forward-facing company these days. They're very much focused on what is to come. They are still, I think, trying to hold in a special place in their heart the history behind the Land Rover brand.
Yep.
But they're very much focused on what is ahead of them. And the fact that they have kept people like Daphne and Jim and those amazing members of the community close here in North America and part of that family, I think honors the spirit and the history behind the brand and, you know, helps them with that forward thinking. And it was great to chat with Daphne. She's so down to earth. She makes you feel really at ease. She'd be a great person to be in the car with for something like Rebel Rally. You know, she's really fantastic.
Driving instructor and off-road therapist.
Yeah,
Daphne
Green,
really wonderful.
I think, yeah, for sure. And, you know, Jenna and I would be happy to take her on as our life coach. You
know? Exactly. Yeah. So speaking of which, there is lots of great content coming up.
We've been busy.
At the old underpowered hour, we have been busy squirreling away things like nuts in a tree for the winter. We're hard at work on a number of things. New content coming out on YouTube every other week. This week's episode, more 3D printing, as I don't know, people seem to like the 3D printing stuff. So this is we're kind of coming to the end, the natural end of the 3D printing stuff. But and then back to your normal Land Rover oriented programming. But we're doing a little comparison between the $10,000 Ultimaker 3D printer and our brand new Bamboo Labs, a $1,500 printer, and comparing and contrasting some of the differences between those machines, as well as giving an update on our massive storage project as we 3D print thousands of little bins in the workshop. And so if you haven't checked out any of the YouTube stuff,
go over to the Tube of You and like and subscribe and
do all those things.
All the buttons that help us grow in that space. That would be awesome. Share it with your friends and family. Help us out.
Leave it on for your cats when you're not home.
You're in an Airbnb, make sure you log in using the host's, YouTube and just
like
play all the videos for us in the background when you check out.
When you're in an Apple
Airbnb.
Store, like all of our videos.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, whatever.
Best Buy.
That's right.
Every computer in Best Buy. Just load up that YouTube video for us.
That's how we're going to win this thing. Also,
but you know, we have more coming. I have to take the raised air intake off of my Trek Defender order to get a windshield replacement. And that was a whole ordeal. So we have some YouTube content coming out around how we did that.
Yeah, just a little preview of that. Land Rover suggests, the third step in Land Rover's guide on installing or removing the factory air intake is remove the driver's door. So
we didn't remove the driver's door. Spoiler alert.
No, we didn't remove
the driver's door. Got that coming out, and and then you know, it's almost spring break here. It's true. We are working hard and fast today, in fact, getting the electrical system in our adventure off-roading trailer. And so Stephen and I have been filming a bunch of content around that. And so you can look forward to that in the coming months. You got that to look forward to. What else?
And of course, it's the big Anarch West Coast, extravaganza coming up here very soon, at the end of May. And so the boys up at Pangolin are working hard on all of the things we have planned for that, both in person and down at the shop in Springfield, and lots of fun stuff going on there. We'll have merchandise there at the show. We'll have obviously Linus and Jenna and Liza and Ike and Abigail and myself. The whole team will be there, and we're going to have lots of fun stuff. We may have John Kosich and I from the Center Steer podcast are working on a very special vehicle that may be making a very special appearance at the old Anarch event. So stay tuned for that.
And John are working on it, it really means that it's falling to me. So,
Liza's going to do it for us. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. All right. Well, that's it for this week. And hope everybody enjoyed this episode. What a fantastic panel. And we'll see you next week. Until then, keep it between the ditches.
Let's see you on the trail.
The Underpowered Hour is produced by Liza Barris, Ike Goss, and me, Steve Barris. Pavel Svartov composed and performed our theme music. Consider supporting the show on Patreon, and if you already do, thank you. Your support makes the show possible. For even more, check out our Instagram or Facebook.